Well, something to talk to him about on Friday. We'll see how he feels about his Huskers today.
And the fact that we've gotten this deep and haven't had a Dylan Raiola conversation with him yet is a little hurtful probably for him.
Probably.
That kid's rolling. That kid's legit.
Let me go back to what we were just talking about. Greg Williams joined us. If you missed any of that, you can always go to the Odyssey app. You can check it out on the Baskin and Phelps podcast. Anthony Castrovince was with us at noon. Mary Kay Cabot at 11 o'clock. What'd you think of what Greg had to say?
I love what Greg has to say.
What are you laughing about?
I mean, let's see. What did you think of Greg having what had to say?
You know, I saw him, you know, be a lot slower in his processing, a lot slower in his pass releases and doing the things that needed to be done. And out of me, I didn't see enough of him of the command of running the offense, meaning that, hey, when you see two guys in motion, stop them both. That's your job as a quarterback. You know, we're having too many pre-snap penalties on alignments, errors, and two guys in motion and all that kind of stuff. Well, the quarterback controls that.
He's right. Right? I say this all the time. Like, a coach could call any play in the world, and it's over after a fraction of a second. Mm-hmm. If it's not executed to perfection, and also understanding what the secondary reads are, third reads, all that stuff, making sure that you're on board with all that. But even once you go to the secondary read, you're like, well, primary, secondary. Primary didn't work. Got to go to second. No, maybe I can go back to the primary. I mean, so he's right. I mean, the quarterback is the offensive coordinator like a fraction of a second after you say hike. I've always thought that of every quarterback in the league.
Two things he said that I thought were really interesting. Number one, he didn't think that either Jameis or DTR was the long-term answer at quarterback.
You would kind of agree with that going in.
I would agree with that, yeah. But I think it's interesting. He thought Jameis might be a short-term fix, and he said, I'd start looking, you know. So I thought that was really interesting.
Well, he'd have a longer contract if they thought it was a long-term fix, right? Yeah.
Well, but you weren't expecting him to be long-term when you signed him this year. You were expecting him to come in and be a backup for a year, you know. And now you need a starting quarterback. And Greg didn't think either guy was really the guy. And I also, I agreed with him. He agreed with me. Man, I'm not tearing down this defense. I'm not trading key members of this defense at the trade deadline. I'm keeping them, and I'm building with them next year. They're going to be part of this. And I don't think the defense, though not as good as last year, Andy, has not been the problem this year. We all know what the problem's been. You know, the offense has been ugh. And I'm not busting up what I think is a pretty good defense, just because the offense is blech. I'm going to try and fix the offense.
I think the only thing you're weighing is years, Jeff. That's the only thing you have to say to yourself is, okay, where are they in their career? How much longer are they going to play? You know, I'm a little concerned about Miles, his feet and what's going on there, and that wasn't an issue until this year, and then we finally found out what was really going on. So it might have actually been an issue, but we, for the first time, kind of know.
As long as he wants to be here, you're not moving him, are you?
No, I don't want to move him. No,
good.
Why? You know,
I mean, you move Miles. What are you looking for, Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for another one. So why would you go out and get
right? And what are the odds of finding one who's going to be with you for, you know, 9-10 years? Not very good.
Look, if somebody came up to me and said, "Here's 3 first round draft picks for him," I'd be like, "Okay."
Well, that's a different story.
Yeah,
but nobody's going to.
No, 2. Think somebody would give you 2 for him, Jeff?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
Maybe a 1 and a...
I think you're dreaming with a 1.
You don't think you can get a first-round draft pick for Myles Garrett?
Andy, the way that these teams covet these first-round draft choices, I think it's loony. I mean, is Miles worth a first-round draft choice? Heck yeah, he's worth 2. He's worth maybe 3. He's that good. But these teams treat these first-round picks, you know, like you just robbed Fort Knox or something, man. It's just... I don't think you
could get a first round pick for him. I gotta believe somebody would give him a first round pick.
I don't know.
Especially if you're a good team looking to add and knowing that your first round pick is later in the first round.
Yeah, well then is it worth it for the Browns?
No. That's the other problem. So you'd have to get 2. Or a second. First and a second, maybe. I don't Dan, what do you think his value is?
Or just keep him and put him at defensive end and call it a day.
I agree, but what do you think his value is? Like,
you get a first for him easy because you don't have to pay him. He's already been paid. I mean, it's a first. So like Brian Burns was the one that popped into my head. Okay, the pass rusher for the Giants.
Right.
Was previous with the Panthers. He was traded last year for a second round pick and then a 5th round pick as well, but he needed a contract. in the same way with like the Montez Sweat trade that was made at the trade deadline last year. I think that was a, was that a second or a third? I think it was a second, but I'm doing this off the top of my head, so if I'm wrong, I apologize. But he also needed to be paid. The fact that Miles is paid and can step in and help you now, I think it's easily a first, and I think you can even get a second, too, if you want.
Second for Montez.
I don't think that's possible.
Was it a Montez Sweat?
Yeah, okay. Second.
I don't think that would happen.
Jim is in Strongsville. Hey, Jim.
Nor do I want to find out if it could happen.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jeff. Listen, while I agree with your sentiment, here's the issue with what you're talking about. You were always on a clock. You paid this you paid your quarterback so much money. You were always on a clock. So while you might, it might be great, well, let's just run it back. Okay, then what money, where are you going to find the money to fix your offensive line? Maybe bring a receiver. Then you can't do it. It's not sustainable. Plus, you got to replace all these guys on one-year deals, which brings me to what you guys had said. I agree with you on consistency. I'll be honest with you, Andrew Berry should probably be let go after the trade deadline, and I say that for this reason. He hasn't drafted well, and guess what, guys? You've got to draft well. Whether or not he was the driving force behind it or not, the Deshaun Watson trade happened on his watch. He's the one that rushed to extend Deshaun, push Deshaun Watson's money back at a time when we were all like, why are we pushing his money? Why are we giving? Why are we adding years to this thing? You have the Conklin deal. There's way too many things. He has not been good enough at bringing in his own talent. And then he's been hit or miss on the decisions that he's made when it's come to either extending veterans or bringing guys in. He still hasn't brought a wide receiver in. You're looking at this offseason that most of the talent on this roster, probably the top four or five guys on this roster, he didn't draft them. They didn't come from him. And I'm sorry, when you start adding up all of those negatives after 5 years, that's enough negatives to say, sorry, buddy, you know what? You've had your chance. You haven't been able to draft. Too many bad decisions that are going to come are coming back to haunt this team now. I just think, the crows are coming home. They're coming back to roost, guys. Mm. You knew it was going to happen, and now's the time when it's going to happen. So while I agree with you guys, it's time to take your medicine. I mean, I just don't know any other way around
it. Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. Listen, here's the reason why he isn't, why you wouldn't be, because you're doing this in groupthink. That's why. That the owner, the head coach, the general manager, the consultant, they're all on the same page. And they've all kind of said, okay, we'll do this. And to pick out one and say, okay, you're gone because I need a scapegoat, I don't know that they play that game anymore.
I would think that's what Jim laid out, though, is a conversation that ownership will have.
Yeah. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.